So then you were in the military for how long?
Well, I was in 50 to 52. And I came back in 52 and went back and graduated, came back in the spring of 52.
Went back to school
and graduated in 53.
When you're living here in Claremore, what did you do for entertainment? And I am told, if you will talk about, you take a train to Tulsa.
Oh, yeah.
To the Orpheum Theater.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah. We'd take a train and go to the show in Tulsa. Of course, now we had three local movies here. And you could go on Saturday and pay a dime and stay all day in the movie if you wanted to here in town. Oh, we had work up basketball, work up baseball. We had a half a block that was empty. East of our house with nothing on it, and we had a lot of neighborhood kids. And at night we used to play Red Rover, Red Rover, please come over. When we were little guys, we played hide and seek. The other thing the boys would do, we'd go out on Dog Creek, east of Claremore. We'd either camp out or we'd go hiking out there. Mr. Swan, that owned the dairy, would let us go up and down the creek. We made our own fun. And we played shinny with a homemade stick and a tin can. It's street hockey, it's shinny. We played shinny on the streets, and they had a big croquet contest about every year just east of the house, and all the neighborhood would come up, men and the boys and the girls would play croquet. My dad was a great checker player. He loved to play checkers. He and Dr. Swift used to play checkers for hours. Yeah. Anyway, we made our own fun, you know. But going to Tulsa was a big deal. That was an all-day trip. One time I remember in 1941, I believe, 41 or 43, my mother and I went to Tulsa, and we came back on the Frisco Railroad, which is now Burlington Northern Santa Fe. And we were the last train to come on the track before the flood washed out the railroad track. The force of the water, I never will forget what the force of the water was. The water force took a railroad rail and wrapped it around a huge tree in a U-shape. The force of the water, the magnitude of the force of the water was such.
Did you go to Tulsa, to the dentist there?
No, we went to the dentist here. What we went to Tulsa for, we shopped.
Yeah.
That's where you always went to Tulsa, yeah. Shop, or see some entertainment sometime.
The rancher John Hughes in Bartlesville, did you guys meet up in the dentist's office? I don't know if he told
you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What happened was that this is an orthodontist, is what it was. Yeah, in an orthodontist office, and we didn't know each other, you know. I was over to get my teeth straightened, so we would go, I believe it was every 2 weeks. 2 weeks or once a month. I believe it was there for 2 weeks. And he was there. And I didn't know John. And he didn't know me, you know. We were in the same waiting area there. And he recalls that. I really don't recall it.
And now you're best friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a great friend of mine.
And the
But anyway, the dentist or the orthodontist there went for 2 years. And after 2 years of going to there, he's finally said, you know, I think we're going to have to pull that front teeth to ever pull those together. And I told him, no way. I said, if you can't take care of that in 2 years, there's a good chance you won't take care of it another 2 years. So I didn't have it done. My mother wanted me to, but this tooth right here, she had back in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What he was trying to do was to separate those out, make room for that tooth.
Right.
When what he should have done is pull the tooth.
Yeah.